This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Biden administration says its order to pause new oil and gas leasing on public lands does not apply to tribal nations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The administration issued the clarification after the chairman of the Ute Indian tribe called the initial moratorium a direct attack on tribal sovereignty. Stephen Fasthorse of the Northern Arapaho Business Council agreed.
Something like that would impact all of us oil and gas tribes pretty bad. It would cripple us.
Fasthorse says those tribes rely on oil and gas revenue to pay for social services. And unlike state and local governments, they don't have a tax base to fall back on. The issue is thornier for climate activists like Dallas Goldtooth with the nonprofit Indigenous Environmental Network.
It's nice to see the administration recognize tribal sovereignty. It is disheartening to see tribes use that to continue fossil fuel extraction.
Moving forward, Goldtooth hopes the Biden administration will support tribes in divesting from the fossil fuel industry. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
This week, President Biden signed a memorandum on tribal consultation. It directs all executive departments and agencies to engage in regular consultation with tribes. Agencies have 90 days to come up with a plan. Tribal leaders across the country are welcoming the memo. In a statement, Principal Chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., applauded the action. Hoskin says meaningful consultation is vital to tribal governments to have a seat at the table to shape policy and hold the federal government responsible. He says the memorandum is the first comprehensive White House affirmation of mandatory consultation with tribes since 2009. The tribal consultation follows directives laid out by the Obama administration. President Biden says he's committed to honoring tribal sovereignty and including tribal voices in policy and hopes to strengthen the government's relationship with tribes. This week, Washington U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell addressed President Biden's nominee for U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo, and talked about tribal broadband. Steve Jackson has more.
Senator Cantwell introduced legislation last session that would accelerate the deployment of broadband services to tribal communities by setting aside FCC and USDA funds for deployment on tribal lands. At the confirmation hearing for Commerce Secretary, Cantwell made Governor Raimondo aware of the issue.
And the Secretary will inherit a new program as part of the COVID bill, the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program. A 2019 report from FCC found that less than half of households in Indian Country have access to high-speed broadband services, a 20% gap from non-tribal areas. And so I hope that we will be able to get good administration of that program.
The COVID pandemic has only increased the problem of limited broadband due to more people working from home as well as distance learning for students. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.
Alaska Native artist and illustrator Michaela Goad was honored by the American Library Association this week with the Randolph Caldecott Medal. She's said to be the first Native American to win the award. A member of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes, Goad was recognized for Most Distinguished American Picture Book for Children, We Are Water Protectors. The book, written by Carol Lindstrom, Turtle Mountain, honors water protectors for fighting for Indigenous rights and environmental justice. Awards were announced during the association's virtual midwinter gathering. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Support by Utah Dene Bakea, working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.